sense?
Real good. That's what I would say.
All right. Let's say that you came to a house that had well landscaped yards. Looks like they had a gardener out there 24 hours a day or something. Uh-huh. You see, that yard is
beautiful.
Right. Okay. That's what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic, and the post office was closed, blank. If you were talking about, you were trying to explain to somebody why you didn't get something done, you said, well, I thought I had time, but I got caught in traffic, and the post office was closed afterwards. What would you say after that?
What was I doing? I'm trying to mail him something?
All right. Let's say you were trying to get... All right. Let's say you were just trying to get the church... all right. Let's say you were trying to get the church. You got down here and you had a big, long train.
Yeah.
Got in front of the track. And you were held up there for about an hour.
Uh-huh.
And you still decided to go on and try to get there. But you got there and everybody was walking out. And you say, well...
My intentions was good. I got caught and trains held me up and I didn't make it.
All right. But let's see what I got here. Okay, would you ever say something by the time I got there? Say it was all over by the time I got there?
Yeah.
Okay.
By the time I got there, it was all over.
Okay, who's the opposite of God?
The devil.
Okay. You said earlier that some old houses or graveyards might be haunted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what haunts?
I don't know.
What do you call the things that haunt?
A spirit, ghost,
Okay, well, you ever hear them referred to as spooks or...
Spooks, yeah.
Okay. Or haints?
Haints, yeah.
Okay. Better put a sweater on, it's getting blank chilly.
Fairly chilly.
Really? Okay. In this case, you'd say, I'll go if you insist, but I
would rather stay.
Okay. What expression would you say to a friend that you haven't seen for some time? Say he's had a good old friend that you had, and you just hadn't seen him for a year or so.
Real nice to see you again.
Okay. Okay. Would you say it again, please? I think I'm
real nice to see you again.
Okay. Did you ever hear someone say, I'm mighty glad to see you? Or,
oh, yeah.
Okay, we might
probably use that term.
Okay.
Mighty glad to see you.
Okay. If a person owns 500 acres or 1,000 acres or something, how much land would you say that is? Just, you know, talking to somebody, say that's a blank land.
That's a lot of land.
Would you ever say something like a right smart?
No.
You, have you heard people out
here? Yes.
Do they use that around here?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do they use it just for land, or would they use it for anything else, like money, or that's a right smart money, or right smart groceries?
Not too much.
Okay. If someone comes up to you and asks you, say, how would you like to have $100? And you just, instead of saying yes, you want to be really emphatic about it. You know, you stand up and you say, instead of just saying yes, how would you answer?
I'd want to know what he wanted for.
Okay. All right, let's see. Let's just say someone came over and offered you a piece of pie. Let's make it a little bit less enticing. And you kind of wanted another piece of pie. And you said, would you care to have another piece of pie?
I'd say yes.
And you wanted to be a little more emphatic than yes, and show them that you wanted to be a little more emphatic.
I said, sure do. It looks mighty good.
Okay,
and
yeah, that's fine.